This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Nick J is with us in the studio right now. Hi, Nick.
Hello there. How are you going?
How are you going? Thanks for coming in.
Welcome to Joy 94.9. When was the last time you were here?
I was here in June, actually.
Okay, so not that long ago.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you back.
That's good. I was a bit of a follow-up to the single, I think. Mm-hmm. I came here when it got released in June, so a month and a half ago.
Now, let's go back a bit. I guess we want to know how you got started in your DJ work.
I started DJing when I was 17. I shouldn't really say this, but I'm actually a Hobart boy originally.
That's all right, you can say that.
We're Kiwis, so, you know.
I wanted to get away, so I moved to Townsville, and one of the very first clubs I ever went to,
was that because you needed to be as far away from Hobart as possible? Because you can't really get in Australia much further than Hobart Townsville.
Well, I caught the bus as well from Melbourne to Townsville, being 16.
Okay. Oh, God.
Good on you.
Anyways, I went to a club when I was 17 and I just didn't like the music. This is when I was starting to get into the just the top 40 pop music, and I thought I could do better. So I went and bought myself some Denon CD players, and I was just 17 and asked a manager of a nightclub in Townsville if I could start DJing, and he said I could. And that's where it started from. My very first single I actually ever bought was Gina G, Just a Little Bit. Yeah, I met her at Rogue, actually. She was really cool.
So back in those days, were you practicing in your bedroom?
I did. I had my decks in my lounge room, and I could not beat match to save my life. I nearly threw the CD players out the window many, many, many times.
Now, back in the day, obviously, Gina G was the first CD you bought. What else were you playing back then? What were sort of the big records that were going off?
The biggest tracks I constantly played every weekend was the Gina G track, was mm-hmm. Real McCoy, Another Night, Urban Cookie Collective, The Key, The Secret, Hadaway, What Is Love, DJ Bobo.
90s song.
We might have to do a 90s dance show.
But Amber?
Amber, This Is Your Night.
Yeah, all those great 90s tracks.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid, what can I say?
So did you find that period of music interesting as opposed to...
I found that music fun. Yeah. Like, you know, the lyrically, just even just the rhythm of the tracks was just a lot of fun. It was very Euro. The music today, I'm actually... Even now, I'm starting to find a lot of the songs the same. If I listen to something, I actually have to find out who it is because they just starting to all sound the same to me.
Now, you moved over into production, and your single with Ray Isaac reached number 11 on the ARIA Club chart in 2006. Do you prefer the production work or the DJing side of things, or is it sort of a mix of both?
Now, I prefer the production side of things. I used to love the fact that when I started DJing, obviously, I played the top 40 commercial stuff because that's what I'd sort of just played what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. But then when I moved into the progressive and the trance stuff, I loved being able to play... You go to a club and you play some stuff that you'd never heard on the radio, and people used to enjoy it. Now you go into a club and everyone just wants to hear what they hear on the radio. No one really wants to venture too far away from what they already know. So I actually prefer to do the production side of things now.
Who have you been working with over the years? You've worked with Anaya Day, Denny Hines.
I worked with Andrea Britton, mm-hmm. Which is from... She had a big hit in Australia with Oxygen, Am I On Your Mind?
Yeah. I absolutely love it. It's one of my all-time favourite songs. Absolutely love it.
She's such a lovely woman, and she's very versatile as well. When I first met her, I thought she would just do trance, but then she does mm-hmm. house. But so I've worked with her. I've worked with Anaya Day quite a bit over in the last 2 years. I've done about 4 tracks with Anaya. I'm actually currently working on a new track with her for Midsummer.
That sounds cool.
It's unofficial at the moment. I mean, Midsummer know about it. I've got the track. We will do it. And regardless or not, if it's an official track or not, it will still be out for Midsummer. It's going to be a track especially for the party.
Now, of course, obviously with production work, there also comes remixes as well. And some of your inspirations are people like the Freemasons and Seventh Heaven and TV Rock.
I need to update that.
Not anymore.
Who is your inspiration now?
Now.
I like a lot of the matinee stuff. I don't know if you've heard of matinee from the UK, like Danny Verd, Psych and Sugar Star. I quite like the really driving... I love a galloping bass line, basically. I love that bass line that's really driving. Freemasons, I still love them.
That sounds quite generic.
Yeah, that hasn't really changed.
And also with Seventh Heaven, you know it's a mix of theirs when it comes on the radio.
Well, actually, I've got about 5 or 6 Seventh Heaven remixes in the last month, and I'm actually loving their sound again now.
Cool.
They've almost gone trancey now. they've done a remix for Darren Hayes and Melanie C and so forth.
So is that the direction that you want to go in, is maybe doing remixes for artists more so than producing, or a bit of both?
I'm open to both. I like doing production, remixes and production. Just because I have a 9-to-5 job as well, it makes it hard. So if someone asks me to do a remix, then I'm doing a production of my own and my 9-to-5 job. It's
juggling
hard.
Everything.
It is.
Is it hard to do a remix?
When you're doing a remix for somebody else, what they'll do is usually give you the vocal and like the remix parts, so the synth line or whatever. It's up to you if you want to use it. The majority of the time I don't use it. I just use the vocals and create it all from scratch. The maximum that's usually taken me to do a track was 2 weeks. I did the Anaya Day All I'm Saying song, which took me 2 weeks to do. Ray Isaac, I Don't Give a Damn, took me 8 hours. So it just depends.
Sometimes it just comes
depends
naturally.
If it comes naturally to me or not.
It takes a bit of work at other times.
The hardest remix I ever did was the Denny Hines, Water for Chocolate. I love that
song. I love her voice.
I think that was about the fourth. In a day, I started it and scrapped it, just because the vocals are so hard to work with. But that's actually, and it ended up being one of my favourite remixes that I've actually done.
I guess we should talk about briefly about Melissa Counts, who you've done a song with, Something About You, which is all over Joy. We love that track. And so working with her in the studio must have been heaps of fun.
I actually didn't get to work with Melissa in the studio. She actually...
Oh, in Sydney and you were in Melbourne?
Well, I actually had the track for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Sitting on my computer, just sitting there. And I sent it to Melissa and asked if she wanted to record it. So she went to the studio in Sydney and recorded it in 3 hours and then sent me the vocals and then I did the production work.
So she had a guide vocal to work with?
Yeah, I sent her the guide vocal,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, and I just thought it was a perfect track for her.
Because these days you can do stuff, like not in the same city, in the same country, you can
work with people
who
have never have to even meet them. You don't even know who those people are, and you can work with them. It's pretty cool.
So when you got that vocal back, how did you sort of build that track to what it is today?
Well, I did two versions of it. I wanted to do a pop version, which was and I did that with a producer in Sydney, Johan Khoury. So I did that with him, which is probably a better version than the remake, because I call it a remake because I did the one with Johan about a year beforehand, which was with a different singer, but that was just done as a demo purpose. The new version I done, I kind of want to do something that sort of fit into with everything else that was getting played, but not to be exactly the same. I wanted it to have a harder edge, but still have a commercial sound, because that's what Melissa's about, really. I mean, when you say Melissa Counts, everyone just thinks, you know, pop music. So I wanted to kind of do it poppy, but not so poppy, if that makes sense.
What else are you working on? What's the sort of the next plan for the next 6 months?
I knew you were going to ask that question.
You don't know what you're planning for the next
give
six months.
Give us a bit of exclusive.
Well, I'm doing a track, as I said, with an idea called Midsummer. It's actually just called Midsummer. It'll be a very different track for me. It won't be the poppy commercial stuff that I do. It's going to be more of a serious, but not too serious, but more of a mature sound, I suppose. It's a different sound for Anaya as well. Her vocals actually sound different as well for Anaya. If you've heard Anaya songs, a lot of them sound the same, but this is very, very different. I actually got sent to me as well, because I don't write lyrics, I just produce. And I actually got sent to me today 11 new tracks from a songwriter in the US. So I'm going to go through those. There's a couple of them really, really, really cool tracks, actually. So
cool.
I might do that. I also want to do a track with my partner, Matt. He doesn't want to get into the studio. He's a bit nervous.
Is he a good singer?
Well, I think he's a good singer, but I think I offended him once because he was singing and I told him he made me nauseous.
Oh, right.
So he kind of stopped singing now. No, but he's actually really good. But
It might take a bit of arm twisting to get him in there.
Well, he actually, there's a track that's a cover track called Miracle, which is a really, really cool track. And I wanted to re-record it with him, but I think I've offended him, so I don't think he will.
You mentioned Anaya Day before. We're going to play that track right now. And this is a track that you'd done with her, Nick J versus Anaya Day, All I'm Saying.
It was actually a really, really cool track. It didn't do as well as I hoped. I think it was just...
Timing
and so forth, but it's actually a really, really
cool
track.
Thanks, Nick, for joining us on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.